At the end of September, Governor Kathy Hochul shook up the leadership at the state's Public Service Commission, the quasi-independent regulatory body tasked with overseeing energy, water, and telecommunications operations in New York. To understand who's in and who's out and how it all matters, we're turning to the Press Corps' resident energy expert, Politico New York reporter Marie French. Welcome back to the studio, Marie.
It's so great to be here in person.
Oh, it's nice of you to lie like that to me. I really appreciate it. So what can you tell us about Rory Christian, who was appointed to the Public Service Commission in June by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo and tapped in September by Governor Kathy Hochul to lead the organization as its chair?
Yeah, so Rory Christian is a very different PSC member than some have been in the past. He comes from the, you know, the environmental advocacy side of things.
Okay.
His most recent full-time role had been at the Environmental Defense Fund, working on a lot of these issues in New York energy policy. And right before he joined the commission, he was doing some consulting work. So he worked on some issues with NYCHA and trying to get them to work on their energy efficiency and that type of thing.
So how did Rory get on the commission in the first place, since, as you point out, his background as an environmental advocate is a little unusual for a body often filled with political patronage appointees and industry insiders?
Rory's appointment was pushed largely by Senate Democrats, who, you know, saw the governor nominating two other people who were a little closer to the governor and in a lot of minds had a lot less experience in the energy field. So that was John Major, who is a longtime aide to Cuomo, and David Valesky, a former senator who was unseated by Rachel May, who had most recently been at the Department of Agriculture and did spend some time there working on energy policy issues because he was engaged in some of the Climate Action Council discussions about, you know, how to address emissions from agriculture.
Essentially, it sounds like it was a trade-off, a one-for-two deal for Andrew Cuomo, essentially, to get his two guys approved. He put forward Rory Christian.
I think the Senate Democrats definitely pushed to have somebody with a little more connection to the environmental world as part of that slate. Cuomo had actually initially nominated Rory to be on the NYSERDA board.
Oh, interesting. And pulled a last-minute switcheroo?
Essentially, yes.
Well, did we learn anything meaningful from your perspective about Rory when he went before the Senate and had his committee hearings and eventually his full approval vote by the Senate chamber?
We kind of saw him take a very measured tone in terms of the role that utilities are going to play in the energy transition. He's definitely very committed to environmental justice as a strong principle. He is the first Black chairman of the commission, and he is really professional and measured in his approach. And he has, like, as I said, a deep experience in some of these energy policy issues. You know, he's worked on some things like REV, the old way to reimagine the utility system, in his time in the private sector.
When we think about the PSC and the actions it might take, what's more impactful? Who's serving as chair of the commission, or who is serving as governor at the time?
I think it's definitely a combination of the two. I mean, the governor has the authority to appoint the chair, right? Clearly, she has some influence over what direction things are going to go. And there's a lot of other levers that she can pull to change the state's energy policy mm-hmm. direction. So it's definitely a combination of the two. I mean, we've seen several chairs under Governor Cuomo cycle through, and they've each sort of brought their own sort of style and brand to things, but it's all been driven by Governor Cuomo. Hochul has said she's going to take a more hands-off approach with a lot of the agencies. You know, she's not necessarily, like, you know, passing the buck there, but, you know, letting professionals do their jobs.
Essentially trusting experts to be experts?
I think that's a fair way to put it.
With the transition to Rory Christian, that means John Howard's seven-month run as chair of the commission is over. Any actions taken by the PSC between February and September that we should memorialize right now in honor of the longtime Albany fixture, who, to be clear, is still going to serve as a commissioner on the PSC?
John Howard served at a pretty important time for the commission. I mean, they were working on lots of very important proceedings in terms of transmission planning, in terms of, you know, the gas planning for like how the state is going to sort of transition off gas and, you know, what's the next steps for gas utilities, the shutdown of Indian Point in terms of finalizing that transfer to another company to be decommissioned. It's definitely been a busy 7 months, but when is it not in the energy world?
So I believe commissioners serve for a set period of time. So when is the next chance for Hochul to really leave her mark on the PSC the way she did with this shakeup at the chairmanship?
Well, the next time a term of a public service commissioner expires is in 2024. So I think Governor Hochul, Governor someone will be able to make some real changes on the commission at that time if they choose to.
Well, is it possible that she could use her influence to encourage some of the Cuomo appointees to step down so that she can have a PSC that is reflective of her wants and desires?
Her administration has requested two commissioners, John Howard and John Major, with close ties to the Cuomo legacy, to step down. They have both declined. The administration is pursuing, potentially trying to remove Major because he is, as you know, he was named in the Attorney General's report.
And not in a flattering way.
No, I don't believe I would characterize it as flattering.
Right.
But they really have very limited ways to do that. The statute really references misconduct in office. It doesn't sort of have any sort of before you were a commissioner.
So is there any other levers she can pull to pressure people? Is it essentially peer pressure to get people to budge? And also, why would commissioners want to stick around? Is this like a high-paying gig or a good way just to bide time for something else?
It certainly pays fairly well. You know, if somebody is looking at to get their pension filled out or anything like that, I'd imagine, you know, sticking around until you retire as a public service commissioner is not a bad gig. I spoke with Commissioner Howard earlier today, and he expressed to me, you know, he really likes this job, basically. You know, he says, you know, he's worked in at the edges and around and in energy policy for years. And essentially, you know, he's not planning to go anywhere, and he looks forward to continuing to work on issues around ratepayer protection.
The commission this year grew from 5 members to 7 members. Have you seen any consequences of that dynamic so far? Does it matter that they have 7 as opposed to 5 when you think about what they've been doing and trying to do since growing to this new number?
It's a little cramped up there on the, you know, on the long table they have up there. There's not actually that much room for those huge chairs they sit in. So it's a little tight, but, you know, in terms of how that's changed the dynamic, I mean, you just have more people looking at things, which I never think is a bad thing. You have more people commenting on what's going on during the meetings. But for the largest part, it's sort of been, you know, here's what we're doing, and then they act on it. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes on. The commissioners get briefed beforehand and raise questions and make, you know, suggestions about changes to orders before the meetings. A lot of it happens outside of the public eye, unfortunately.
So what's next for the Public Service Commission that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
Well, they've got a lot of work to do to address some major rate cases. There's a rate hike proposals on the table for upstate National Grid customers, for Central Hudson. So there's definitely a lot for them to consider here in the next few months.
Well, we've been speaking to Marie Frentz. She is a reporter for Politico New York. Marie, thank you so much for making the time, and we look forward to checking in with you as the PSC takes additional actions in the future.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.